We're in Samech on Beis. We're doing part of yesterday's Gemara. We're starting from the two dots, which is about 15 lines at the bottom. So he did very well. Nova has any tinnitus. And shulik to everybody for Friday morning. But I wasn't here. I know you felt terrible, but I'm telling you now. We're about 12 lines at the bottom of the two dots. Kitzit, there's a maisa going on here. David Melech is having a war against a number of the Plishtim. And the story is told in a few places, and in one place it says that they had a field, they had to go through a field of barley, and then one of the Gibeonim stood in the field and saved the field. And the other story, another place, they're the same story, but there was a field of lentils. And in the meantime, David HaMelech in Shmuel says that he was in the middle of the war. He became so he yearned for the water of the well in Beis Lechem when he was a kid growing up. The water there, he wants some of that water. The only way to get to Beis Lechem is across the enemy lines. And he says, Hashem Bashar. So we're going to teach that Mayim is Toida, a Mayim or Toida, like we had in the beginning of Baba Kama. And we're going to teach that Shar means the gate where the Sanhedrin was. He wanted to know a halacha, something about Toida. We're going to have three opinions in Gemara. What exactly is it David HaMelech wanted to know? But the end, the Pasuk says, he took the water and threw it out. He didn't drink it. Now, says the Gemara, "Vayisavet David oyemizem yesh keni mayim beis lechem halavai." I can drink some of the water from beis lechem. Asher b'shar outside the gate. So what happened was, "Vayevaku shloishes hagiboyim." David Melech's wishes, their command. Three of the Gibeonim went, and they broke through b'machna plishtim through the plishtim camp. They endangered their lives. "Vayishavu mayim beis lechem," and they drew water from the beis lechem. Asher b'shar that was at the gate. So we're dashing that in mayim eloteida. And Bishar means what? And Bishar means the gate where the Sanhedrin was. And the question is, what exactly were they going to do? Says the Gemara, what do you want to know? And then he didn't accept it. So what's going on with him? Says the Gemara, Maika Meboile, what was his question? So the answer number one, Omar Rabbe, Omar Rab Nachman, Apostle Shayin Halacha. They were burning through Yiddish fields to get to the Plishtim, and they were going to reimburse the owners of these fields, but one of the fields had hidden things in the silos, his clothes, other things. They want to know, when they burned down the field, are they also responsible to pay for the hidden things? You would say yes, but Zamachlekis Abihud Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says what you said. Exactly. Very interesting. Yehuda. Tamun be'ech kama boile. You're asking me a question about things which are concealed. Ike Rabbi Yehuda, Ike Rabbanon. There's a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon whether you pay for tamun or not. Upostule mai de postule. We don't know exactly what the Lichas HaGozer of Sanhedrin answered, but they answered whatever they had to answer. So, Rabbun. Sorry? Oh, well, the Shah is based on English. So Rashi said, "Bishar Sanhedrin Zikne Hashar." Every city in the city, so it represents Sanhedrin. So anyway, right? That's answer number one. Rabbi Huna says, "No." The Psukim give us a little clue. One pasuk says barley, one pasuk lentils. The Shiloh was something about that. And that, what was that? Gedeshim the Sa'odim the Sora, the field of barley belonged to the Yid. And the Plishtim were hiding in that field. And the question was as follows. A most extraordinary question. Do I have a right to, in order to save my life, to use your money? I'm stealing your money, or I'm damaging you. I'm stealing, basically. Do I have a right to do that? Now, here I'm not stealing, I'm just damaging. I'm burning down your field in order to save, to kill the Plishtim that were hiding there. Am I allowed to or not? That's a pelding question. We know Pekuch Nefesh is Dechel Kolot Teh Dekul except Tri Avedis. So what's Pshat? So Tesis says right here, Eslan Tesis, Ma'u Lahatzil Atzim Lom Chavedoi, next to the last Tesis. Iboile, the question was, Ichayev L'Shalom. Do I have to reimburse you Kishihitzil Atzim Ibn Pekuch Nefesh? So Tesis learns, of course I'm allowed to. There's no question. But maybe I don't even have to pay you. Maybe the Tesis says that Pekuch Nefesh is Dechel Kolot Teh Dekul. The Tesis therefore says, are you allowed to use his money to save yourself enough to pay 1%? Or maybe not.
If Shaul anointed David as Melech, was he already effectively Melech?
Or oh, he was definitely Melech.
So then, what's the Shaul is the Melech allowed
wait.
To?
Shaul Chulei is one second.
Yeah. Whatever he does, whose field you burn in, he's also suffering from the Plishtim. So you're also doing him a
tiger. He's asking permission. Shaul Chulei. So they asked him. they sent him Osur Lahatil Atzer Mamachaveda, which means according to Tosfos you have to pay him back. But they gave a rider. You're asking me as an ordinary yid, but don't you know Aval Atzer Melech Atzer? You're a king. Umelech Poydet Lasser Leiderech. A king can go ahead. We'll learn about Basra. A king can go and Sanhedrin. A king can go ahead and will breach the roads. And nobody is going to stop him.
No,
he's allowed to. A king's allowed to. 100% he's allowed to. You can take away your, confiscate your property and evict you. That was the whole story. Novela Yisrael. Anyway, let's go. V'itema Rabba Bamari. Okay, so that's answer number two. V'itema, third pshat is Rabba Bamari. Some say the Rabbanan. Others say Rabba Mori. Gedeshim the Sa'idim the Yisrael have. The silos of barley belong to a yid. Vigdeishim, the adoshim, the plishtim, the barley of lentils belong to the plishtim. Now the barley of lentils are worth a lot more than the barley, than the silo of barley. So the shai was as follows. Am I allowed to steal for you if my intention is to pay it back double what I stole? In other words, what's the aveda of stealing? The aveda of stealing because I took something from you? Is it a taking or is it the loss that you have? If it's a taking, might not come into what you intend. But if it's the loss that you had, l'cheira, I'm giving you, I'm not only compensating you for the loss, I'm giving you double or triple. Maybe then you're allowed to.
Loss means saving your life. There's no other option. There's no time.
No, that was question number two. Question number three, he had alternatives. They didn't have to go through this field to save their life. They could have gone other ways. It's not a question of kuch nefesh. The question is, again, why the Gemara calls it stealing when what we're doing is being mazik, I don't know. I have no idea. I remember every time I learned Gemara, it always bothered me. Because looking at Gemara's answer, we come a boy and we ask, "Ma'u little gedeshin shall sa'odin? Are you allowed to take?" This is the question. Are you allowed to take this? So little lebehemta to give to our. Oh, sorry. This one here, it's gazela, but in the second one here, it's mazik. In this one here, they were taking the barley, they were stealing because they were going to feed their animals with it, and the question was, we're going to pay it back because we're about to confiscate the field of lentils from the grain we do. My problem was the previous answer. When they were damaging the field, and the question is, are you allowed to steal someone's money from Koch Nefesh? What does that have to do with damaging? Because as it is, as a shayla, what's the issue of damaging? You're not allowed, if you damage, you pay money, but what is there an issue? Well, not just because I pay money, there's an issue. And the Rishonim have a hard time finding where does the issue come from? So we had before, it's an issue. What issue?
Which one?
Of Mazik. We had an issue a few days ago. It's also. What is the issue?
Well,
what's this?
So what's the issue of stealing?
Stealing is stealing. But mazik will go stealing. So what's the issue of being mazik? And many holds only the rabbanon. There's no issue to pay if you mazik. All the Torah says is if you're mazik, you got to pay. Okay. In fact, the chinuch says, why is it that every it says that aim is that the Torah will not punish unless you have a gemara. We have a gemara throughout Shas. We'll see. Whenever the Torah says there's a punishment, there has to be another pasuk that's mazik that warns you shouldn't do it. And why? If the Torah is punished, obviously, so you know, I'll do it. So what's that? The Chinuch therefore says, a rule in the Torah, that if the Torah says you get punished, does not mean I'll do it. The Torah says, if you're prepared to get the punishment, go ahead and do it. Unless the Torah clearly says, there's an Isra as well. So because nowhere in the Torah do we have an Isra Mazik, it causes big problems. Because we assume it's an Isra, we had an Asher 4, and the Gemara sort of... That's right. Exactly.
So what's each one of the instances where it talks about that you have to pay for causing damage, your boy or whatever, or you're fighting a man, he's fighting and all that, and so on and so forth, right?
Yep.
So there's no kind of a thing of not...
What's the avail? The message of it is...
So if you market b'chaveh, it's also the same thing?
The Torah says not allowed to there. But where does the Torah say not allowed to damage someone else's... The Torah says, if he got shay, blah, 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 you pay this. If your boy does this, if your fight does this, so... Some say it's some in Dhamma Lebesach. But that only makes sense if it's in your own house. If I'm going to your property damaging, where's the some in Dhamma Lebesach? Someone says it's obvious. So it's not very, very nebulous. The Issa. Anyway, back to it. So here Hitaka wanted to steal. So what did they tell him back? They told him, Shoka told him, Chabel Yashim.
In a sense, if you say that there's no Hizunta, if you want to pay the damage, Hizunta, yeah. Hey, in a sense what you're doing is you're kind of creating, and it was anybody who can afford to do these things.
Just like you're allowed to borrow and pay back. Taylor said, you borrow, you have to pay back. Lay with Roshavala Yisham. So pay back. What's wrong? I mean, there's no Isin in it.
No.
What Isin is it? You have to find one of the 613 mitzvahs. Which particular mitzvahs that come under? How about Yashiv Roshik? Zayli Yishalim, that if a Roshik returns a Mashkin. and he what he steals he pays back. We still call the Rosh Avi Regdele Misham Rosh Hu Avat a Melech a writer. You're a king or Melech. But that's the Derev Moich Miyadi. Says about a Bishleim Milamanda Melach Lufei. One who says that the question was, I'm taking from you a fee, barley, and I want to pay back with lentils. Now we understand why in the Tanakh we have two psukim, one talking about barley, one talking about lentils. It's the same story, but that was a question. Behind the sieve, chakrab, and one puzzle says, Vahit, he, sham, chalkut, asadim, alea, doshim, lentils. Oksiv, chakrab, another puzzle says, Vahit, he, chalkut, asadim, alea, saedim, got barley. El, the man, the one who says the shaila was, can I burn it? Am I allowed to burn it? Bekuach nefesh. Maya boy, lentil, cray, why you two psukim? Who cares the specifics of barley of its vahis, lentils, and that you have to give me two psukim? What's the difference? The shaila was, am I allowed to burn something of yours to save my life?
What if the shaila is, am I allowed to burn the plishtim with that? I'll be burning the Jewish ones. What if I cause a fire to the plishtim?
Same
question. The Jewish barley is next to the plishtim.
Same question.
So the fire will go to
same, same question. It's the same shaila. Am I allowed to do that? Because what Taisus says, Tak, is not a question. The question is what you have to reimburse. I'll show you an interesting Rashi. Amalach, he said to him, Amalach, the Habinamik Deshim, the Adosha, the Yisrael, the Midrash Plishtim. The fact is, there were two fields that the Plishtim hide. One field they hid was a barley field, and one field they hid was a Behesis, a lentil field. That's why they're both mentioned. Talking about a Bishlo, the Mandamal and Mikli, the Shiloh was, can I burn the field down? The Plishtim were hiding in the field. Heinrich Siv, it says, Vayisyatse Betecha Chelka, one of the Gebaidim, stood right in the middle of the field, Vayatzila, and he saved it. What do you mean he saved it? He saved David. He saved David Hamela from burning the field down. What do you mean he saved it? Look at Rashi. By Atzila, Shaloi Yisifu didn't have to burn it. This Gibbai went and chased all the plishtim out. They have to burn the field. Hoyil va'osel lahatzil atzim mamachaveli. What does Rashi clearly learn here? What do you mean he saved him? He saved from an Yisif. Rashi holds that it's even bekuach nefesh. It is osir to use someone else's money to save yourself. And everyone shakes their head like Yehuda does. What's pshat in Rashi? But if you remember, there's a Gemara we had in Ksubas that Chof Omer Aleph Rameir holds that just like the three Avedas that Yehorig Vayava, there's a fourth one. If Edim were forced to sign a false document, they have to die rather than sign the false document. Remember that?
What the false document will do.
Yeah, but
kill somebody
it's basically Xela. All you're doing is stealing. You're making a false document that Reuven or Shimon $100. It's not true. No, Edim make the Edim is more than a gram. That's like that's if anything Garmi. It's a very it's Garmi. It's direct, very strong.
So what's the difference? Why can't you sell the document?
So Rashi will hold that these Rabbanon held like Rav Meir. That's what one of the Achreim became. Who wants to learn Shad in Rashi? But Rashi says right here, it is us to save yourself. And Halach it's a Machlekes. Most opinion halachlekes. Any Avaita. So therefore, he's just telling you a story how it went. There were two fields.
One would wonder how Rashi could even.
I just told you.
That's why. That means Rashi.
That is why you have to take this right and tell you how much concern you have and regard you have to give to someone else's possessions.
Which, based on that, the whole issue of then the Torah not having, not saying that when you're mazik, you're doing an avera.
Yeah.
It's sort of. It doesn't go within that. No, it doesn't go within that spirit. If you say that, go and damage because you know you're going to pay, and that's it. And you have done nothing wrong. You won't have to give din v'chashbon on the fact that you actually did the action.
The Torah will disagree with
you. Yehuda, that's a heavy duty statement.
To save your life.
Rashi came and decided how to learn pshat in the Torah. Torah did not come to tell us how to learn pshat in Rashi. Use Rashi to open
Rashi,
up the Torah.
Rashi had Ruach HaKodesh when he did
exactly. Shabbat and Gemara and everything else. Anyway, right to Elamando, I'm a lach lufe, but the one who said the Shaila was, can we pay back one another? Maiva, what do you mean he saved it? What do you mean the giver came and saved it? So he answered, Lashav lach lufe. I never had to come to a situation, he had to swap the field because he never burnt the field. The giver was there. Bishlai mahani tati, these two psukim, hainu dixi. These two reasons we said, either we allowed to burn the guy's field down or allowed to swap. Hainu dixi, today cry, he had two psukim, bali and lantern, you explain. The first shaila was Pasha, the police were hiding there when we pay you back for the field. We have to pay you back for the things, the clothes and everything else that were hiding in the field. Came a boile, not the police were hiding, but the owner hid things there. What he needed looking for, about lentils and barley? Irrelevant. The shaila wasn't about the field, the shaila was about the clothes that were hidden in the field. He actually asked two questions. He asked a question about Tamun. And then that's why he wanted a shy. And then he also wanted to ask one of these two questions, the second or the third. Okay, that's why it says, David, when they brought him the water, when they brought him the halacha, David decided, I'm not following the halacha. I'm not going to follow your suggestion. And why not? Which I don't really understand. Fully understand. Even I saw the Mashon. He said, talk about im kivon di iki isura loynichli. Sorry. Since they told him, this sounds like Rashi. Even though they told him, you know, you have to pay back money and everything else, he felt the fact is it's an isur. It's an isur to go ahead and steal the guy's bali and then pay him back. In fact, I'm doing an isur. Okay, I can pay him back. It's an isur. And or the other one to burn down. To burn out of Koch Nefesh. There's an Easter involved. Sounds cool like Rashi. And therefore, the Mel said, no, I'll be Machmer, I won't do it. I mean, the Chayde taste is all the other Shayim. It's very hard. What's the Easter? Akiva, the Ika Isura, because there's an Easter involved in these two things. Either I'm stealing, or I'm being Mazik, even though Koch Nefesh, Lenichali, I'm not going to do it. But the man, the whole Shayla was, do I have to pay him back for the clothes that were in the field? What do you mean he didn't do it? The halacha says you got to pay back. What do you mean he didn't do it? Mechdi gemaru the shochle. They told him halacha. My love, it doesn't stay. What do you mean he didn't want to drink it? So this answer the gemaru needs a lot of explanation. So
pshat is the word gemaru here
halacha
or gemaru halacha?
No,
it's wrong.
Yeah, but here it means gemaru halacha. Shmeitzer gemaru. You know what? The La Amarina Mishmayu. We don't know the name of these three people. These three people were Moshe Nefesh to go ahead and get halacha. So should have said that Yaakov Shmedel Zalman. They, you know, said the name of the Bezin. Nothing was said. Not the names were mentioned. In fact, we don't know what the halacha was. But the names weren't mentioned. You know why? I'm a kach mekubalni me beizdinus Shmuel Aramasi. David Amelch says, I learned from my Rebbe Shmuel. Kol amoyser atzmei lomvus al divrei Torah. If somebody gave his life up, prepared to give his life up to learn a halacha, ain't no mitzvah halacha mishma. You don't say halacha his name. What's the lie? Okay, everyone asks a question that says that the ain't that Torah miskayim el b'mishem mei misala. That zoy chukas a Torah adam ki yamus. That the only way you can be matzlich is learning. So we answer with this, talking about, you know, you should be that you have to be like Hillel, you know, who's ready to because he's very poor and yet, you know, dachkus and anias and zebaitin. You still may say that's a Kabbalah Kizach. But to learn a halacha by putting your life in danger is a terrible thing. Why? What's going on here? What's a terrible thing?
So what do they say? Because they bring the Netziv in the Abdullah. The Shulter of the Ravacha, he brings the whole thing about.
Yeah, but I saw it somewhere. In the back. Yeah, in the back of this. It doesn't in any way gel. You would think there'd be Moshe Nefesh to learn halacha the greatest thing. They say it isn't the greatest thing. That, you know, that you have no right to put your life in danger, and the whole trade is chayis, and it's against chayis. It's just.
But unless you say because all has to be b'chayim,
yeah, but he's machmir. You chayim means you don't have to. Just like the machlekes that Rambam teaches, like all the Vedas that yavoid vahayadig. And what if I kill myself? Is that a laudatory or is that a bad thing? The Rambam says it's a bad thing, but they say it's a great thing. So this is the same category. And you don't have to die for halacha teira, but if he did. And what's the punishment? The punishment is when I'm going to do the halacha, but I'm not going to say it in your name. Yeah, that's a shracha punishment there, because when you say name, it's maybe gula loylam, and you're not bringing the gula by dying. Very murky. Yeah, but we say it's true, but he did it already. He did it already. What should we do now?
I'm saying the not saying the name could be not as a punishment to him, but as a
could be.
You're saying he's similar to the Amoraim who ate his iniquity written bread outside the town about him and the disciples who do not repeat a teaching from him. It's a
bizarre. Yeah, we had a very lame hang on base there on the Vav.
In the name of the Goyim.
Yeah, but what does that, how does that explain this? How did I explain? He was there. He did the wrong thing. Here, he went ahead and he went to find the halacha. They need to know the halacha. So they were making efforts to find out the halacha. So what's wrong? You don't have to. I say the cheder to me would seem if you say machleka that I'm a matesis about it and yaber vayadig and you decide to kill yourself. Same thing. But at least those who learn that it's a good thing. How do they learn this gemara here? Anyway, let's go back to it. Send the pasuk. Vayosach oisum laHashem. He poured it out to Eibishter. When he poured it out, Bishter mandam halatati mishum da over. He says vayah. He's poured it out laHashem. No, it was a good thing. Bishter mandam hani tarti. There's two shilas over there. Whether you let us steal the barley or whether you let do damages for the other one mishum da over the sheshmaim. Yeah, somebody says that. Depends on who you are.
Yeah,
They were fighting a war. How do you know what their normal life was? There was a war going on. I don't know. You need a chassidic pshat here because of the nigla. Okay. What does he say? I don't know.
David was not content for the warriors to praise them at the residents, but their names are not attached to the Malachic stable. Is that by sacrificing them all in this regard, they themselves became part of the Torah, and their identities are enveloped within.
It's a Maila, not a Chassidim.
Yeah,
but the Gemara says here okay, it's very nice. See, that's a Chassidim Shabbat already.
The words of the Torah for which they were ready to give their lives can never be negated.
So it's Alfa Mal Yusuf.
Yes.
That's a chassidish pshat. Because Nigla is punk faket here. Yeah. Oh, very nice. Okay. You have a nice pshat. Okay. Tell you what, right? Hani Tarti. Why did it say last?
Something comes in from the high oil.
Yeah, I'm saying. So that's a nice pshat.
It's more obscure. It's a high oil.
These people, Mishum da Ovel Hashem Shemayim, therefore when he poured it out, he did it L'Hashem L'Hashem, because these people did L'Hashem Shemayim. The man who's a Tom of Eish, the one who's a Tom of Eish, my Vayyasa Chaysam. What do you mean that Vayyasa Chay poured them out? L'Hashem, the Amrino Mishmod de Gemara. That he said what? He said in the name Halachim. I mean L'Hashem. L'Hashem is that the what? That they poured it out L'Hashem because they said over Halachim from the Tater. That's what L'Hashem is. Okay, next Mishnah. Talking about fire. What about Ovra Gedesh Ugavoyed Al Damas? He had a fence. And the fence was 4 amas high, and the fire crossed right over the fence. Or crossed over a public street, which is 16 amas. Or a river, which will chayde is 8 amas. Potter, you are potter. Says your mother, but Tanya Milut Nabraisa Ovra Gedesh Ugavoya Arbamas Chayiv. If you crossed over a Gedesh 4 amas high, you're Chayiv. How's that you feel in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, "Lamachlekes, Amar Papa Tana Didon. Our Tana is ad the ad bechlal. Started to count from 9 amas, 10, 8 amas, 7 amas. So he says 4 amas is included. That you chay. That what? That you are potter. Tana Didon Gechoshem Amay Lamata Sheish Amas Potter Chomish Amas Potter Ad Arba Amas Potter. Tana Bra and the Tana of the Braise is ad veloy ad bechlal. He's working his way up. That he's saying that you chayiv. So he says Lamata Lamata Gechoshem Stay Amas Chayiv. So the Chayiv Ad Arba Amas Chayiv till 4 amas Chayiv. When we say 4 amas, even though on the other side of the fence you have full of thorns which can catch fire so easily, if you have a 4 amas fence, it's all right. We're saying that's not normal. You don't have to worry about it. It's not something you have to foresee, because how the fire climb over a 4 amas fence. Amara Papa umisvas koitzim ulamayla daramas. Koitzim can catch on fire. Even the fire is an amma away. You know, something one spark goes flying, it catches on fire. So we're talking about that from the koitzim to the top of the fence is also 4 amas. And this side is 4 amas, that side is 4 amas. So gezun. Amar Rav says, "Rav loishon. When do we say this thing about kelacha about 4 amas? Ella bekelachas only if it's straight up a fire, straight fire. Avo ben nechfefes, and Rashi has 2 pshat nechfefes. The second pshat is a very low fire and it's on the ground. Afilo ad meyach abachayev, even up to 100 amas is chayev. Other Rishonim don't like that pshat because it's from a fence, a high fence. Who cares? If it's low, it can climb all the way to the fence. How's it go over? So the other one is that the fire is not straight, but it's the wind is blowing the fire." You know, there's tongues of the fire going this way and that way, that way, and that is dangerous. And then a 4 amas fence would not withhold it as well. Shmuel says, "Nay, faket. When do we need a 4 amas fence? Davke bechefefes. Ava bekolachas. We have a straight fire that's very calm and going straight. Then I feel a kosher potter. Even the slightest fence is enough because it wouldn't. Why would it go over? It's straight up. Tanya kava said the Rabbi. Look like Rabbi. I mean, Rabbi bekolachas when it's a straight up fire." But if it's a fire, a very low fire, or the fire is going sideways and there's fuel all around the place, there's pieces of wood all over, I feel like maybe a meal, even 100 meal, chayiv, you are chayiv, because fire travels. Exactly. No, that kind of nechfefes fire, you're right. But a kelachas fire, yes.
Nechfefes
fire
could happen
any time. So then you stop it. You know, as soon as you see the fire, that's how it's behaving, you shut the fire down. You have no right to, even though it's on your own property, it's dangerous. You obviously that you have fire, in Victoria, you have days you're not allowed to have any fires. It doesn't matter, even in your own house, because they're saying that it can travel.
If you have a hit of the fire, the wind carries little
fire bands. With the crates, yeah.
So do you say that those little sparks are the tzeiros of the main fire?
Definitely the tzeiros, yeah. They're the tzeiros, yeah. They come from you. There's no tzeiros by behemoth. Only by behemoth. Over a north, if it crossed over a river, a shalulis. Well, soon see what a shalulis is. Shehem rechavim ches amas potet, 8 amas wide is potet. We'll get back to so much shalulis. Look at what a derech harabim, public space. Man tana, who learns derech harabim? Amarova rabbelezi. Tanya rabbelezer, aimer. Sheis esrei amas kederech shalabim. That if it's 16 amas wide, like a shalabim. Because we know from the wagons that the shalabim is, each wagon was 8 amas wide. One was going one way, one was going another way by the Mishkan. So a total of 16 amas. Then you are potter. Notice, if you have a distance, no fence, but you have a distance of 16 amas, with no fence, is good enough. Or a river is, but you have to intersect a river to go across, then it's all right. Rava, man, no mamash, has to be a river full of water. Shmuel Amar, a river mamash, which is wide. Shmuel says, arisa de daloi, even a river which is an amma, maybe a river from amasa maim is 1 amma wide, 1 amma deep, that's enough to intercept the water that it cannot go beyond. Water can skip over. Fire can skip over if it's a very narrow thing of water, but if it's an amma wide, the fire doesn't skip over. Man, I've got like a maya, and it's not a machlekes. The one who says it has to be a wide river, there's no water in it, but still, if it's a wide river and it's concave, you know, it's a hole in the ground, a pit in the ground, then the fire doesn't go over. Only if there's water. Don't know if we learned.
When you have
later on, we say it all depends on the strength of the wind. Next Mishnah will say, Shimon says, it all depends on the. There's no rules, he says. It depends on the height of the fire, depends on the wind, all the other variables. We learned, the following divide, a separated field for Peya, that you need each field will need a separate thing. Nanachal, a river, and dividing the fields, like two separate fields, Vahashlulis, and the Shlulis. My shlulis. What is shlulis? Om Rav Yehuda Meshmul. What's Rav Yehuda's name? Meshmul. Mokim shemek shamim shaylin sham. Rav Yehuda's name is Meshmul. It's a place. Shemek shamim shaylin sham. It's a place where rainwater are gathered there. That's what shlulis is. A place where there's rainwater, like little ponds. Yeah, exactly. He says, you know what it is? Rabbi Yochanan says, it's an amasa mayim, but that it spreads out and it provides sustenance for other fields. If make shom shayin shom, which is far less, surely amasa mayim it divides and the fire is protected. Not enough. Because they come from pools of water in the ground. Mishnah. Hamadlik b'tech shalom, you lit a fire in your own property. Ad kama tavod hadlikum. If you light a fire in your own property, how far away should you light the fire? Where in your property should you light it? How far away should you be from the next person's property? Rabbi Lezer ben Azayu emer royin oise, we see ki iluhu be'emtze beis kur. It is a section of beis kur, 30 saw, which works out to 75,000 square amas. If you put it right in the middle of that, then you're allowed to. We all unfortunately say that the Rav says it's 274 amas by 274 amas, which is this, which is an area of beis kur. So if you're right in the middle, 137 amas from all sides. As you make the fire in the epicenter there, then it's good enough. You're distant enough from anybody else, and you're not chayiv if some extraordinary wind comes along and you did the right thing. No, you have to be a distance of 16 amas. Before, Rabbi Kiva, 50 amas distance. Rabbi Shimon, shalem, yishalem, hamavid, esaveida, hakay lefiyad. Look, there are no rules. Every fire, depends how big the fire is, depends how windy it is, depends how much fuel is around, and we need to bring assessors in, forensic scientists to come in and have a look and decide, were you negligent here or not? Says the Gemara, V'lestlele Rav Shimon Shiyudah Bedlikei. Well, he just holds no Shiyudah at all. V'hatanan, didn't we learn, Lo Ya'amid Adam, a person should not place Tanur an oven B'techa Bayis inside his house, unless you have protection that your house doesn't burn down. In those days, if a house burned down, the entire city would burn down. We're on the page. Next page. Harvey, next page. The Gemara section. Three lines in the Gemara. Elim Ken Yesh Gaba. He needs to make sure the space above the oven Goyva Dal Damas 4 amas of height. And Rashi says that the councils used to monitor all the houses, and the people in the council had a right to walk into your house and take the oven out if they thought it wasn't you didn't give enough space. Tosha says it wasn't the councils. His halacha devolves on each person individually. They have to make sure they do the right thing. Or Tosha says it means the guy upstairs who lives upstairs, you're downstairs, he has a right to take you to court and say, hey, your oven is too close to my floor getting too hot, I'm scared it'll get set on fire. Set a light. If you lived upstairs and you played upstairs, you need to make sure that beneath it is a maziva, there's a floor of shleisha tfachim, 3 tfachim thick, so that the oven doesn't heat up the floor. Uvikida, kida is a much smaller oven than a tanur, than only a tefach, a floor of a tefach. And if you cause damage, if you cause damage, you pay according commensurate to the damage. Rab Shimon says, "Leinemru shiurin halalu." You know why? If you follow that, you're saying that even if you follow this prescription, but if at the end of the day you cause a fire, you got to pay. She said, "No. If you follow these rules, you know why we give you these rules? So if it happens, it's not your fault." So what is he clear? Rab Shimon does believe in rules. He does believe you don't just go ahead and measure and analyze every time, every situation, because maybe your fire is too big. We don't do that. That these rules are to tell you that if you follow these rules, you put it. So why in the Mishnah here he says that there are no rules when it comes to the fire. I don't care where you made the fire. I don't care how far you made the fire. But if it ends up being your fault, you're responsible. He's talking about the height of the fire. He's not talking about the distance. He's talking about the height of the fire, because it depends. Over here we have a kid is a standard kid, a tanner is a standard tanner, so that you can make rules surrounding the kid or the tanner. When it comes to fire, how do you make a rule? If you're making these bonfires that are 10 yards, 10 meters tall, or a bonfire 5 meters tall, you need a much greater distance. You can't make rules. Mishnah. Okay, this machlekes that we had about whether you pay for things which are hidden in the field, and Chachamim say you don't pay for tamun because we learned on the Gemara yesterday, or Friday. Oy hakoma, it has to be something that's coming up from the ground. And that Chachamim learned. Hakoma means only you can see, only which is visible. If you're not visible, you put it. And he learns the word oy, that it comes to add, even if it's not visible, even things which are hidden. The Chacham argued, Rabbi Yehuda, but that's only if you light the fire in your own property. If you light the fire in the victim's property, it's a whole different story. According to Rabbi Yehuda, of course, you pay for everything. According to Chachamim, you have to pay. Chacham Meida, you pay, but how much you pay is a machlekes. Whether you pay only for things that generally people do hide, or even for things that are very uncommon. For example, what do you hide in the silo? Probably your tools, your garden tools, or your farming tools, but it's not common to hide your jewelry there. So one opinion is that you have to pay for the farming tool, but you don't have jewelry. That means that you pay for everything, as a sunsi.
According to this, the lesson of Azariah, you'd have to make a bonfire, you need to buy a fire to put it in the open space.
No, we had before thinking about it. You make a fence, 4 amas. If you build a barrier around, or you...
you have to build an eight foot barrier around.
Exactly. Look at Mishnah again. Hamadlik es hagodish, you light this granary, v'hoye by kelim, there were kelim hidden inside. V'dolku, and they all got burned. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a mishalim mashabatech, you got to pay the whole lot. The chachamim, I'm a chachamim, say, ain't a mishalim, you don't pay for the whole silo. Now we're talking about you lit it in your own property. So you pay for the silo, but you had hidden in the silo different utensils. Chacham say you don't pay for the utensils. What do? You pay as if the entire silo, even the areas that were taken up by these pots and pans, were made up of the whatever was in there, say corn or grains. So you pay more than the grain that you damaged, but the areas that were taken up by this came as if it's made out of wheat or out of barley. Okay, hoyegidi kafus. Like we have already had this a couple of times before. If you had a goat tied, then according to others, Rashi has two pshatim here, where the goat really had to be tied. Even if it wasn't tied, the goat is not clever enough to run away if there's a fire there. The eved samuchloy, and the eved was standing next, and the eved could have just walked away. And they all got burned. Chayiv, you chayiv. What are you chayiv for? You chayiv for the goat, and you chayiv for whatever else you destroy, but not for the eved. Hever should have walked away. What am I chai for him for? What about for Ket? Eved kafus leg. The Eved was tied down. Now the Eved was tied down, he couldn't escape. So when you burn the Eved, the din is you're going to get murdered. You're going to get killed for it because you're a murderer. And we have a rule of kamna b'drabane. So when kamna b'drabane, you are potter for anything else. And if it's all one maisa, you did one pull, you lit a fire, you set a light a fire. And meanwhile, the gedi samach leg, venizimah, and you burnt the goat as well, you potter for the goat because kamna b'drabane. Potter. Okay. That's a digression. Then we go back. If you burn somebody's house down, a bida is usually a mansion, and we'll have in the Gemara Basra that the size of a mansion, you know how big a mansion is? 8 amas by 8 amas. It's a mansion. That's a mansion. That's the size of your bathroom. When it comes to a mansion, different story. There, even the Chacham HaMeidah, if I go ahead and I light your mansion, I have to pay for everything that was inside there. Why? Because these are common for people. Because people generally keep things in there, and we'll see later whether it means only those things that are common for a house, or everything that's in a house is common, because people store everything there. Gibara.
The case where it says they pay for the chitim zayah, as if there was chitim
zayah. Yeah.
Let's say in a scenario where there's a shortage of chitim, the value is more than...
It's only whatever is in the contents of that silo. So if that silo, you had, let's say, wheat in there, and a tractor, and the tractor got burned, so you do all the space that the tractor took up, you pay as if it was wheat. It doesn't matter how expensive it is.
Right, but let's say you had some tools in there that are worth $10, and the chitin now is worth...
Doesn't matter.
So you're paying more
100%.
By having to pay for the chitin.
That's right. You don't like it, don't do it again. It's exactly the way it is. Omar Rav Kahana said, the machlekes is b'madlik b'toich shaloi. The whole machlek is b'shabi yucham, and you lit it in your own property. Behold, chava achla b'toich shachaved, and then the fire traveled and went into the next door. The Rabbi Yehuda mechayev aniske tombe, who holds you chayev, Rabbon Patabon Patan. Abo b'madlik b'toich shachaved, chatchila you lit in the victim's property, which you had no right to. Divre hakol, everyone holds, mishalim, kol mashe b'toichli. You have to pay for all the contents, even those that were hidden there, because because it's not just a pesheya. When you light in your own property, what are you? You're a pesheya. I'm not really a mazik. I was negligent. I didn't watch the fire properly. And the Torah is mechadish that even so, you are chayv. Okay. Kiseitzei, the fire goes out. But when you go into the next person's property and you set a light, whatever it is, in that guy's house, you're a mazik. So the rules are very different as a mazik. Yeah. Amalei Rava says, Rava, ihochiv, so if you tell me, it sounds like you're telling me, Rav Kahana, you pay for everything that's hidden there in the silo, even things which are uncommon to be there. Tell me the Sefer, why does the Sefer say, Moidim Chachom, when you set a light his house or his mansion or his tower? Shemeshalom kol ma shebetoich, and then it says, Shekain derech b'nei odom l'nebatim, because people generally leave all kinds of things in the house. Why jump to a house, talk about the very same silo, and say, when do we say Chachom? And say you're potter for the contents inside the silo if you lived in your own house. But if you went to the victim's property and you set a light his silo, then you pay for everything. Why? Because you're telling me that whether it's in the silo or in the house, it's all the same. You pay for everything. Whether it's common to be there, whether it's uncommon to be there. Leaf like the least bit of you pay for everything. Elamar Rabbi, I disagree with you, Rav Kahana. You, Rav Kahana, hold that you pay for everything that's in the silo if you're a mazik. I owe betarti pligi. They're arguing on two fronts. Pligi be madli betarch shaloi. I argue if I set a light, set a fire in my own house, and then it travels across to you. Rabbanan say you put from everything. If I light in your house, in the silo, I pay for everything. If you put a wallet in there, if it's a silo, kalim shedarken lahatmin begodish, things which are common to store inside the granary. There, these are tools for the farm, or clay bucket, or tools to hold the animals together. Huda mishalim, that's what you pay. But kalim she'ein darken. But your wallet or jewelry or things which are not common to keep over there is a begodish mishalim, you don't pay. Morigin Rashi says is one of these long pieces of wood that's full of holes, and they used to drag it across the field, the threshing floor, the field, whatever it is, and you used to rip up out the field uproot the things. Sorry?
It's for threshing the grain.
You're totally right, yes. Uproot, yeah.
So it's in the threshing community.
Tarabami learned Hamadlik. So we looked in the Brach. Hamachlek is Rabbi and Rab Kana. Tarabami learned Hamadlik is Hagod. You light a silo. Vahayibba Kalim. There were Kalim inside the silo. The Dolk on the oil set a light. Rabbi Yehuda, Mishalim, Kol, Masha, Hayibba, Toche. Everything was in there. Vachachamim, Eina Mishalim, El Godish, El Chitin, El Godish, El Sa'odin. The Royin, Mokim, Kalik, Ilu, Malet, Tvur. Think about it right here. So we imagine the place where the kalim were is full of that fool, whatever it is. But then it continues. When do the chachamim say you don't pay for the contents that were concealed inside the silo? You're a pesheya, you lit the fire in your own backyard, and then it traveled across to your friend. You're a mazik. You went to someone else's property and you set a place alight. You pay for everything. That's by saying kol mashoy b'teich, it sounds like you pay for everything. Rashi takes out the word kol. If you look at top Rashi, Rashi mishalim masha b'teich. There's no kol over there, which then is a bit vague, and you can learn only if it's common or even uncommon. So Rashi says right on top, Rava mitazal tamei b'kelin shadakan lahat megodim. Because he took the word kol out, Rava says you don't pay for everything. You only pay for things which are common to store inside this silo, not for everything. Okay, umayde Rabbi Yehuda lechachamim, but Rabbi Yehuda is made to the chachamim. So there's no from this brayse so far that you can learn like Kano or like Rava. Lachal Yehuda lechachamim that sometimes you don't pay for the contents that were concealed when. If Shimon said to Reuven, you can use some ear space in my place. Lahagdish Godish, to go ahead and store your wheat. The guy, I only gave permission to store wheat, and you went and stored something else there as well besides the wheat. Then I don't have to, and then if I said, all right, I don't have to pay you, no one has to pay you more than a Godish. No one took responsibility, he did not take responsibility for anything other than what I said to you, you could use the space for, which is wheat. So, part number one, if I gave you permission, la hagdish chitin, to what store wheat, the higdish sa'odin, and you store barley again, so I'm not chayy for that. Because no one gave permission. I never gave permission to store barley. Did I take responsibility for the barley? You put barley in my field. And we learned before that if I you put potatoes in my field and we damage the potatoes, I'm potter. You put barley. I never gave permission for barley. I gave permission for wheat. I don't have to pay for the sa'odin. I gave permission for chitin. You didn't put any chitin.
No, but the
No. Case number one is it was chitin. You stored things here, so I got to pay for chitin because I took responsibility, but not for the storage. Case number two is I gave permission for chitin. And you put barley there. I pay you nothing. Nothing, because no one gave permission to put barley there. Case number three. So oidin, I gave you permission to put barley, but higdish chitin, and you put in the wheat, and wheat is more expensive. I never gave permission. And number four. However, Rashi says, I have to pay, if you put wheat there, I gave Mishra barley and I burned it down, I pay you as if it was barley.
So even though if normally people normally store their things, they use tools in there with it, right?
So actually, I think you pay nothing. I never gave permission to put that in. I pay you nothing. The last, because I want to go one more line. The last case, chitin, I gave permission for wheat, the chifon b'sa'odin, and you cover with barley. You cover the barley. So therefore, I gave you permission for wheat. There was wheat in, I burnt it down. But I thought that it was barley. So then, I pay you as if it was barley. Or sa'odin v'chifon b'gitin, or barley, and you cover the wheat, she'enu mishalem el demei sa'edim avad. I gave you permission for barley, and you covered it with wheat. I only pay the barley itself, because I did not know what was stored behind what you covered. So therefore, you gave me the impression that it was this and there, and I felt, I don't care if I pay you for that, if I have to pay for that. So therefore, I don't have to pay for anything else. So what were you going to say?
So if you've got a silo where people regularly, it's known that people regularly store tools there. In the silo.
Yeah.
Right? But you go and you ask a guy permission, can I put my wheat there or can I put my barley there? So if the guy was storing a normal silo, there'd be tools in there. But you put in there and you put tools in there. Is the balasa the chayev? You told me I'm putting wheat there, but there's also tools inside.
But they're saying that you're not chayev because you had no permission.
Normally everybody else somewhere else.
But you had no permission. I never. It's my property. I never gave permission for that. You only asked me for what? Yeah.
Model?
Yeah.
If you have a Mr. Mizuyon and he does whatever he does, you say he did an avail or didn't do an avail because he's Mizuyon. he's listless. He's stealing because he's
actually
decide. Well, if you say it's not
an aveira,
you just have to pay.
Well, it's a gazelle. What do you mean? It's a gazelle. How can you be an aveira? Don't do mazik there. That's a ganif. We're only talking about when we discussed before. It was only mazikim. Not. I don't have anything from it. I took nothing from you. I just destroyed what you have. It's different. Very different gazelle. We'll go this last piece.